American Language Course, Book 18, Tape 1B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1B. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words. Number 1. Graduate. Graduate. Number 2. Acquired. Acquired. Number 3. Commission. Commission. Number 4. Academic. Academic. Number 5. Qualify. Qualify. Number 6. Both and. Both and. Number 7. Reach. Reach. Number 8. Commissioned. Commissioned. Number 9. Ineligible. Ineligible. Number 10. Motivated. Motivated. Number 11. Social. Social. Number 12. Chemistry. Chemistry. Number 13, economics. Economics. Number 14, strategy. Strategy. Number 15, engineering. Engineering. Number 16, biology. Biology. Number 17, either or. Either or. Number 18, neither nor. Neither nor. Number 19, physics. Physics. Number 20, social sciences. Social sciences. Number 21, sociology. Sociology. Number 22, anthropology. Anthropology. Now listen to the letter from Michael to his grandmother.
Dear Grandma, thought you'd like to hear from your favorite appointee to the Air Force Academy. I'm finally feeling at home here, but am I ever busy? Life here is certainly not easy, but I know it will be worth it when I am a graduate and have acquired my commission in the U.S. Air Force. Right now, though, those second lieutenant bars seem a long time away. The academic life here is very demanding, and so is life outside the classrooms, keeping my room and clothes clean and things like that. My grades are good enough to qualify me for sports, but, though I'm eligible for the football team, I don't think I can do well in both sports and my studies this year. My studies are more important these first 2 years in helping me reach my goal to be a commissioned officer, but maybe I'll be able to take part in sports later on. The only thing that will make me ineligible to play is if my grades go down. But I'm too motivated to let that happen. There's not much to tell you about my social life. I don't have one. We just don't have time to be with our friends much. You'll see why I don't have time for a social life when you read about my schedule. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I have chemistry with Dr. Waters at 8 o'clock. On Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock, I have leadership with Colonel Noble. At 10 o'clock every day, I have physical education with Coach Hardy. Then at 11 on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I have Spanish with Dr. Cervantes. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have economics with Ms. Fiscal. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 1, I have strategy with Colonel Slaughter. And at 3, I have engineering with Dr. Bridges. Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2:30, I have biology with Captain Sell. They told me I could take either biology or chemistry, but I decided to take both. Neither the strategy course nor the leadership course is giving me any trouble because they are military courses and are easy for me. Economics and engineering are in my field, so I really enjoy them. Next year, I plan to take physics and two social sciences, sociology and anthropology. My schedule will be even worse than it is this year. I'll try to write again soon, Grandma. Please let me hear from you. Love, Michael.
Now look at figure 2. Listen to statements about Michael's letter. Circle T if the statement is true, and F if the statement is false. Number 1. Michael will acquire his commission in the U.S. Air Force when he is a graduate of the Air Force Academy. Number 2. Academic life is very demanding, and so is life outside the classroom. Number 3. Michael thinks he can do well in both sports and his studies the first 2 years. Number 4. If his grades go down, he'll be ineligible to play football. Number 5. He has a busy social life. Number 6. Michael was told that he couldn't take biology or chemistry. Number 7. Neither the strategy course nor the leadership course is giving him any trouble. Number 8. Michael doesn't enjoy economics or engineering. Number 9. Michael will take physics and two social sciences, sociology and anthropology, next year. Number 10. His schedule will be even worse next year. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is true. Repeat. Michael will acquire his commission in the U.S. Air Force. When he is a graduate of the Air Force Academy. Number 2 is true. Repeat. Academic life is very demanding. And so is life outside the classroom. Number 3 is false. Repeat. Michael doesn't think he can do well. In both sports and his studies. The first 2 years. Number 4 is true. Repeat. If his grades go down, he'll be ineligible to play football. Number 5 is false. Repeat. He doesn't have any social life. Number 6 is false. Repeat. Michael was told that he could take either biology or chemistry. Number 7 is true. Repeat. Neither the strategy course nor the leadership course is giving him any trouble. Number 8 is false. Repeat. Michael enjoys economics and engineering. Number 9 is true. Repeat. Michael will take physics and 2 social sciences sociology and anthropology next year. Number 10 is true. Repeat. His schedule will be even worse next year.
Now look at figure 3. Repeat these sentences. Number 1. Students must do well not only in sports, but also in their studies. Number 2. They told Sam he could take either science or math. Number 3. The first year at the academy was both difficult and enjoyable for Michael. Number 4. He wanted neither coffee nor tea with his meal. Number 5. Both Jan and Mary are going into nurses' training. Number 6. Judy was neither interested in nor excited about the football game. Number 7. The exercises were not only difficult, but also tiring. Number 8. You may have either soup or salad. Look at figure 4. Read the sentences. Then combine and write them with the words you hear. Number 1. Both and. Repeat. Both Jason and his brother were named as candidates to the Academy. Number two. Either or. Repeat. You can either go or stay. Number three. Not only, but also. Repeat. The movie was not only interesting, but also exciting. Number four. Neither nor. Repeat, Larry spoke neither loudly nor clearly. Number five. Either or. Harv's dad told him he could either go to college or go to work. Number six. Both and. He studied both biology and chemistry. Number seven. Neither nor. Repeat, Sally wanted to be neither a doctor nor a nurse. Number eight. Not only, but also. Hank wanted not only a new suit, but also a new shirt and tie. Now look at at figure 5. Take a moment and read the questions. Now listen to an announcement, then select the answers to the questions. Listen. Interested in having some fun and doing something different with your free time? Consider learning photography, drawing, or oil painting. Classes in photography start November 18 and last for 5 weeks. Classes in drawing start November 21st and last 4 weeks. Classes in oil painting begin November 30th and last 3 weeks. All three classes will be held at Northside High School. For more information, call 555-1234. Repeating, interested in having some fun and doing something different with your free time? Consider learning photography, drawing, or oil painting. Classes in photography start November 18th and last for 5 weeks. Classes in drawing begin November 21st and last 4 weeks. Classes in oil painting start November 30th and last 3 weeks. All three classes will be held at Northside High School. For more information, call 555-1234. Now answer the questions. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is B. Photography classes start November 18th. Number 2 is A. They last 5 weeks. Number 3 is A. Drawing classes start November 21st. Number 4 is C. They last 4 weeks. Number 5 is C. Oil painting classes start November 30th. Number 6 is B. They last 3 weeks. Number 7 is B. All three classes will be held at Northside High School. This is the end of Tape 1B, Book 18.